Cities around the world and across the valley are starting to use data more and more, and experts don't expect the trend of so-called smart cities to slow down. So that means cities have to pay more attention to how they collect and protect that data. That's something Kevin D'Souza thinks about. He's a professor in the School of Public Affairs at ASU. And Kevin, how much are Valley cities currently doing with data?
So the Valley cities, unfortunately, are not leading the way. However, they are making attempts to increase their reliance on information and data to guide policies and guide programs around urbanization.
Which areas do Valley cities seem to be trying to make these strides in?
So if you think about it, in the area of trying to equip more information on mobile apps, just as one example, the Valley cities are doing an excellent job in terms of provisioning that kind of information. The other area is, if you examine the developments around the new rail system that is going to be coming in, there is a lot of information and data management issues where there is an opportunity to actually lead the way in how urban transportation happens.
Well, why is it that Phoenix is such a new city. Why is it that we are not doing better at this?
So I think it comes down to a few major reasons. One being, this is a very car-dependent city. We have a larger amount of sprawl, and so there is lack of one hub trying to drive the core ideas around urbanization. While there is cooperation among the various Valley cities, they are all quite different in terms of their profiles, in terms of their agendas as well. And so trying to do anything at the county level becomes a challenge. And third, I think we need to do a much better job of attracting more entrepreneurs, more of the urban ecosystem disruptors to the area in order to guide more of those ideas into the public sphere.
Well, you mentioned that sprawl becomes a challenge with this. Right. Does it help in some way, do you think, that several Valley cities, Phoenix, Scottsdale, Tempe, are all really trying to focus on sort of rebuilding their urban downtown cores now, bringing people in, bringing more stuff to do in? Does that help in the efforts to make them more smart cities?
Absolutely. I think as more residents return to the urban cores and as new entrants focus on making the urban core their place of residence, that will jumpstart a lot of the advancement around transportation, around activity-based planning, and things of that nature.
For the data that Valley cities collect and try to use, are they doing a good job of protecting that data, making sure that it's not vulnerable to hacks and not vulnerable just to malfunctioning?
So that's a rather interesting question. I think every major urban area, including the Valley, has put in place a series of controls associated with who has access to the data. However, at the same time, they have unbelievable pressures to make data open. However, I think most local governments do a fairly good job. I think they err on the side of overprotection. And so I have limited concerns right now. However, as more data becomes open, it becomes quite easy to triangulate from different databases to identify who does that data represent.
What do you think is the potential for Valley cities as far as being on the forefront of smart cities? I mean, are we just sort of going to catch up and sort of be, you know, middle of the pack? Like, where do you think we ultimately could fall?
I think that is to be determined. I think right now all of the trends that I've seen point to the fact that we will be in the middle of the pack. However, that said, if it becomes a strategic priority of our communities to actually be the leaders when it comes to urban cities in arid environments, I think Phoenix and everybody around it can actually become leaders in that space.
So Phoenix would sort of lead in this niche market as opposed to overall.
Yes, that is my hope.
Kevin D'Souza is a professor in the School of Public Affairs at ASU. Kevin, thank you very much.
Pleasure to be on.